three standards, I think, was the code of practice for vending of tourism craft, the standards for spa and wellness, and a standard for sites and attractions. We have been working with the Ministry of Tourism over the years. As a matter of fact, the standards that they use for the registration of stakeholders, whether it's going to be the tour guide or tour operators or the hotel and accommodation, declared and prepared by the Bureau of Standards, and they're used by the Tourism Authority as a benchmark for us to have their program. And we're hopeful that other agencies, like could be National Park, can use the site and attraction standard as the benchmark for either referencing or regulating the sites and attractions that are offered for tourism. The person within the health sector, you know, could regulate as well the one for spa and wellness, because obviously, you know, a lot of persons will patronize the spa and other places that they have these treatments, and you have to ensure that those places, one is that they may have the competent person to perform the necessary massage or whatever the case is, and that the conditions are sanitary, so you have like things like health and safety issues and so on. So we have all those within the standards, and then of course the other one would be the vending of tourism craft. What we are really recommending there is that things that have been retailed should be, you know, packaged in a way that can, apart from safeguarding the quality product, at least create a lot of competitive edge that the consumers can make an informed choice.